This is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Hope everyone's doing okay. I guess last time I was here was 2 weeks ago. Still have the same tummy ache. And not much else has changed. Getting close to a pause before finals, which is exciting. The semester has been super long and super short at the same time. Just trying to be present regardless, even though some points and lots of points are excruciating. For various reasons. So, I don't know. Recently, I've been feeling like I am a hamster on a wheel. And if I stop moving, then I'm going to do a lot of backflips that I, you know, also don't really want to prepare for. But I think I'm on a hamster wheel in a way that I'm finding a way to get off. And perhaps this would be my soundtrack or something. Anyways, Idiotech is one of my favorite songs by Radiohead. Maybe, probably not my favorite, but definitely like top five because it's so clever. It's like discotech, but like Idiotech. Idiot Tech? I don't know, but just kind of thinking about going through life without thinking, and I think that's kind of like a minor disco theme or something that could, if it was like brought up, it could be like jovial, but it's not, and that's deliberate to the meaning of the song and its words. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's a song that makes me pay attention. And sometimes makes my tummy turn or gives a sound to that feeling. So maybe it will do work to untangle the knots in my stomach. To be determined. Anyways, gonna keep playing it. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Still Nat, my show Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. And this is WMFO Med for Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay.
Happening, happening. We're not scared. the carvings on the fence say they find it hard.
Seja alerta para as regras dos três. O que você dá retornará para você. Essa lição você tem que aprender. Você só ganha o que você merece.
Love is good, love is good.
Right. So that has been some Radiohead, Little Dark Age by MGMT, two Portishead songs, and Shame by the Smashing Pumpkins. It was just what was just playing. Honk. I can do this, and so can you. And I have a PSA to read. It's about mental health, national anti-stigma. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out when watch TV friend? Are you a friend that shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Yeah, speaking of mental illness, I guess. I think, you know, the more I gain years and life experience, the more normal it seems to be profoundly worried and sad at times, to a point where I don't think it should be, you know, if things are debilitating, they require treatment and, you know, care and patience and kindness. But I don't think they need to be called illness. I think it's actually a very correct reaction to, you know, being positively attuned to all of the absurdities of life, and the sadness of things you may never know. That's all very reasonable to me. But then one might say and put the label of ill on that. But I don't think it's ill at all to be really present and impacted by, you know, just the what underlies the day to day, if that makes any sense. Also, yeah, mental illness. I mean, we're just getting, 50s weren't that long ago, you know, a lot of not epic practices and diagnoses were in our book, the DSM. And, you know, I think you just have to question who was writing these things and, you know, who did the diagnosis really benefit? Was the patient just not further stigmatized, or were they able to get more accurate care according to the diagnosis? And these are just things I've been thinking about recently, because there's so much that can be really deeply unsettling and upsetting, and even more so when feels like you're the only one carrying it. You know, because we're all in our own minds, you know? We can't enter each other's headspaces. And that's a maybe curse, but also gift of human existence. But empathy's, you know, a good attempt at bridging that space. But maybe we've all felt like we've been on some sort of hamster wheel before that we can't really, you know, it's not necessarily what we want to be doing, but it's what's happening. There are soundtracks and people and other things that can make it go by and not feel so depersonalized. So, you know, if I listen closely enough, the really loud AC could kind of be like wind on a beach, or like, you know, waves crashing if I really just let it take me somewhere else. I don't know. I think if everyone listened to like ocean wave sounds at least once a day, we'd be in a better place for sure. So there's always time for that. I hope. I don't think I chose the most peaceful songs up next, but this is basically an hour of me listening to music I've been listening to. And kind of rediscovering things. But yes, I'm pretty much back into a more emo era. But I always find it in a new way, which is cool and exciting. So I have a song called Two-Way Mirror and a sad cartoon, both by Loathe, up next. Pretty awesome and spatial and whatnot. I don't really know what they're saying. It's just kind of like, but I think that's okay. I don't think the words are the most important part sometimes. It's about the atmosphere, maybe. Anyways, going to play Two-Way Mirror now. Thanks again for listening. I hope that everyone's on their way to a peaceful day, or know that there is some peace to be found somehow, some way. If not today, then maybe tomorrow, etc. Anyways, here is Two-Way Mirror.
Inconsistent.
Sorry for the abrupt transition. Now I'm playing Outkast. Because I've been thinking about... Well... how I was born recently, and now suddenly I have all these responsibilities, I suppose. And, yeah, adulthood comes quickly. And I think this song kind of centers that theme. Anyways, I hope it's enjoyable. It is Pink and Blue by Outkast.
Crowd, babe. infinite source.
Alright, we're down to the last five of the hour. Just a reminder, this has been Nat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed a song or two. Totally okay if you didn't. I hope you find music that you like today. I hope you find something epic in your day. And I hope that, despite the odds, you know, you have waves of peace or something. Sorry to be all over the place, sonically. But I think that's totally normal. I found this one more Radiohead song because I totally don't overplay them. So we're gonna close out with that and get ready for the next show. But thanks so much. Sending lots of love from an infinite source. And wishing everyone a peaceful day.
Stop the crowd.
and smile. I just snapped and lost control. Distracted by relevance, the stress and attention, the stress and attention.